My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho, USA. For all of you listening around the world, this is Saturday here. Don't know where you are in the world or what day it is there, but we have a beautiful spring Saturday up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. Just looking out at it and going to be out in it a little bit after the program today. Looking forward to that. Everything is getting very, very green and the flowers are coming up and the fruit trees are starting to blossom. And it's an exciting time here in the Great Rocky Mountains, the springtime. Well, folks, good to be back with you today. And we have a guest on with us today. We're really, truly happy to have our brother, Reverend Ted Pike, on with us whenever we can get him. He stays awfully busy. And it's a sad time. It's a sad reason to have him on because just last fall, we put down, with the help of Reverend Ted Pike, his gracious help of going around and getting on almost every radio talk show in the nation, and that would have him on anyway. The establishment, of course, doesn't allow him on very much. But with his wonderful hard work, volunteering his time to help us know about the hate crimes legislation last year once again, and I think this is probably the fifth time that we've voted down the hate crimes legislation, but the enemies of God and liberty never sleep, folks. And he tells us again that one of the demonic spirits there in the Congress and the Senate of the United States, I guess it's the Senate of the United States, that brought this legislation up again and trying to sneak it in on us. So we have to rally the troops once again, folks. And so we've asked Reverend Ted Pike to be back with us today once again and tell us what's up. Okay, so with that, Reverend Ted Pike, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I certainly am with you, Jack.
Well, thank you, brother. Yes, I appreciate that very much. You take a little of your supper to be with us here. I'm getting some feedback from my microphone here that I'm hearing myself speak, so it's a little disconcerting. But anyway, brother, good to have you with us, and we'll be right back after this break and get into what is going on to sneak in this hate crimes legislation once again on the American people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McElam program, folks, and this is so serious that we're going to take part of the program today to talk about this new attack on all Americans' free speech, and especially the Christians' free speech in America. And we're happy to have Reverend Ted Pike on with us. And Ted, can you bring us up to date on what's going on right now?
Yes, I certainly can.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, there's an extremely dangerous situation now existing in Congress. On Larry King Live last week, Senator Edward Kennedy says that he can now pass his federal anti-hate bill, the same one you mentioned was approved in the House last fall, in the Senate. And he wants to do that just as soon as the Sex Offenders Registration Act, that's S-1086, is introduced onto the floor of the Senate. Now, for the past 2 sessions of Congress, the fall session and the winter session, Senator Bill Frist, Senate Majority Leader Frist, has been blocking Kennedy's right to do that by not bringing this Sex Offenders Registration Act. This is the Children's Safety Act to the floor of the Senate. A lot of people are getting very angry at this delay. But this Senator Kennedy is there like a dog in the pathway in front of this a child protecting legislation, saying that as soon as it comes in, he's going to stand to his feet He's going to take the microphone. He's going to try to persuade a majority of the members of the Senate to approve this Orwellian Big Brother legislation. And, of course, this is no idle boast, because nearly two years ago, Senator Kennedy was successful in passing this federal hate bill in the Senate by a vote of 65 to 33. Now, he knows that he has most of those votes still on his side. Bill Frist knows that Frist is outvoted also. And so it's a very, very dangerous situation facing us. And what I'm basically doing, as you mentioned, is I'm going around to many, many talk shows around the country and calling all Americans who love freedom and love free speech to call a toll-free number, which I'd like to give on this program, and get the list of those 100 senators, and let's just besiege the Senate of the United States with protest against Kennedy's hate bill.
I tell you, brother, before you do that, would you, for the new listeners out there and those of us that have kind of forgotten the impact that passing this hate crimes legislation will have on America, will you go over that and tell us how our lives will all change if they do pass this hate crimes legislation?
Yes, I certainly will. Before that, I do that, I think it might be helpful to just go up a few hundred miles north to Canada and consider what has happened there in the last 35 years since they passed very similar legislation in 1971. Well, now, the first thing that will happen with this hate bill is that it will establish a dual justice system in the United States. Now, we have a single justice system now, which is the tradition of our Anglo-Saxon English law, which says that unless police can find some kind of physical, demonstrable evidence that a crime has taken place. We're talking about broken bones. We're talking about bashed-in fenders or smashed windows in our house or whatever. The police have got to find tangible, physical evidence before they can make an arrest. And what this does is it makes it streamlines our legal system. It keeps a lot of clutter and petty nuisance suits out of the courts, and it also speeds things up. The defendant may not have to bankrupt himself defending himself. It goes through relatively speedily to a conclusion. Well, that's the genius and the tradition of our traditional legal system, which has also been shared by Canada and most countries of the Western Hemisphere. However, in Canada, in 1971, they adopted a dual justice system called the Hate Crimes Tribunal System. And under that, the defining criteria of whether a crime has occurred is not physical evidence. No, it's whether the emotions and the feelings, the sensitivities of some federally protected group, such as homosexuals, Jews, Indians, blacks, or whatever, have been wounded or have been hurt. And so if a person in Canada is a homosexual, let's say, and he reads in the newspaper some Bible verses critical of homosexuality, he has a perfect right, if he feels that those verses which call homosexuality an abomination and so on, he has a perfect right in Canada now to sue the newspaper, sue the person who put that ad in the newspaper. And that's exactly what happened in 2001. A Christian by the name of Hugh Owens put three Bible verses critical of homosexuality from Leviticus and Romans in the local newspaper, the Star Phoenix newspaper. Two homosexuals were traumatized by the vehemence of these verses, which called their lifestyle an abomination. They sued the newspaper. They reported the newspaper and reported Owens to the hate crimes police, who indicted them and found both Owens and the newspaper guilty of a hate crime against these two homosexuals by repeating Bible scriptures. Owens was fined $4,000. The Star Phoenix was fined $4,000. In addition, Owens had to fork up another $1,500 for the homosexuals' pain and suffering, and so did the Star Phoenix newspaper. Now, you see here we see the tremendous confusion which is caused by setting up an alternate parallel justice system in the United States. This is exactly what this big federal hate bill would set up the moment President Bush signs it into law. it would preserve our traditional justice system, you know, for felonies and collisions and assaults and things like that.
Right.
But
yeah.
if homosexuals or members of particular groups such as Jews and so on felt that their feelings were wounded by a sermon, or by a talk show or something published in the popular press that caused them to feel intimidated or feel a lesser value was placed upon them as a human being, then they would claim that they had that bias motivation had created a crime against them, perhaps a speech crime. Now, right at the moment, this bill, like all the other hate bills which have been established throughout literally the Western world. Today we have more than 50 nations of the Western world which have adopted some kind of a federal hate bill which has been originated by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. This is this huge Jewish muscle organization which is establishing hate crimes bureaucracies from Norway to Canada to New Zealand, all around the world. What has happened is that In all of those instances, they used basically the same argument which is being fed to us in Congress today, which Senator Kennedy is planning to orate about on the Senate, and that is that, oh, folks, we have a terrible problem. We have a crisis with violent hate crimes in America. We need federal intervention. We need the federal government to take care of this problem because it is out of control in the states. Well, of course, this is a fiction. When was the last time you even heard of a violent hate crime happening in America? Not very many. You know, the major one was back in 2000 when Shepard, the homosexual, was strung up on the fence and so on. They're just not happening like that. We don't have an epidemic of hate and violent hate crimes in America.
Kennedy
is using this argument that we have an epidemic of violent hate crimes, and this federal legislation is urgently needed. We need to send a strong message that America will not tolerate such violent hate crimes anymore. You see, that's the camel getting his nose inside the tent. It's a solution in search of a problem. The problem is not there. But what Kennedy wants to do is establish this huge federal Orwellian hate crimes bureaucracy, which will establish this parallel legal system, saying that if a person feels intimidated, emotionally intimidated, then he can find redress and justice in the courts by taking that talk show host, that pastor, to court. So this is a very, very slippery slope we are about to go on if Kennedy is successful in the Senate.
Let me say this, Ted, that as a police officer, worked my whole career down in the high crime area of South Phoenix and the high minority area, hate crimes go on all the time with black on white and Latino on white, but they're never prosecuted, and I was there. I saw it and heard it, and many of the crimes committed against in these high minority areas and other places, minorities attack whites and do things because they are white or because of some other reason that would fall under the hate crimes. But I've got to say to you that I never saw one of those even brought up that it was a hate crime. And I wonder if it'll be brought up in the future. Pastor Pike, what do you think?
Well, absolutely not. I don't know of a single instance in the last 35 years when a Christian who has been verbally or physically attacked because of reasons of religion or reasons of race or whatever has ever found vindication or justice in the hate crimes tribunals. The liberal justice system simply does not enforce hate crimes laws when it's black against white.
Yes, however, it almost shut down Hollywood. Hollywood's always hammering Christians, and so if they were to do that, it almost shut down Hollywood, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And not only that, but all of these hate crimes bureaucracies get started by including religious groups as federally protected groups.
Yeah.
And strictly speaking, Christianity would be protected, but not in fact.
Not in fact. That's right. Okay, Reverend Pike, hang on there. We'll be right back, folks. Got to get our army up again, folks. Got to go on the field of battle and start making phone calls. We'll be right back after this break with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, both our Lord and our people that love God and liberty in this nation are looking for watchmen on the wall that are going to sound the trumpet again. And I want to remind all of you out there and ask if I'm correct to Reverend Ted Pike. Ted, that when these laws get put in, I've seen it for years and years, these laws on controlling people laws, all of a sudden you find other things stuck in year after year after year. And we have a situation in the world right now where people are being arrested and put in jail for years and years for thought crimes, like the three or four people that have been arrested recently for speaking out and making statements derogatory or their own expression about the Holocaust. And I think this falls under that hate crimes area, but what I'm saying, Reverend Pike, is that before too long, it could be that anybody that speaks out about the conspiratorial organizations, the poor people in the CFR that are just a bunch of good old boys, or the satanic skull and bone members like the Bush family and everybody, they can slip in all of this stuff once they get the hate crimes laws in there. anybody that says anything against a Jew or you name it.
Yes.
And is that where it is going to go, do you think, Reverend Pike?
It certainly is. I just got an email from Spain, and a publisher in Spain had a number of volumes in his bookstore which were critical of those very issues, suggesting a criticism perhaps of the accuracy of the 6 million figure of the Holocaust, possibility of a Zionist conspiracy, a criticism of Israeli behavior in the Middle East. And he is now sitting in jail in Spain,
wow,
as I speak today, just for selling and distributing those works.
Yeah,
and
under the hate crimes legislation,
yeah,
right?
In fact,
yeah.
Europe is, as I speak, being swallowed up into a huge hate crimes bureaucracy. The Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith International are establishing a 55-nation hate crimes organization over there, working with the European Union, and they're wanting to ban internet freedom of speech, which they call cyber hate. They are getting statistics from all of the 55 member nations confirming so-called hate crimes in those states, which stimulates further legislation, further restriction on free speech in Europe.
On the internet, huh?
This is happening all around the world. And so, you know, what Kennedy would like to give the impression is that somehow we have a unique problem of hate here, of violent hate crimes, and it's out of control. Something's got to be done because the states have not been doing their duty and not enough hate laws have been passed. They haven't been enforced as they should. So Kennedy is making a last-ditch stand. As he said on Larry King, he will be standing to his feet on the floor of the Senate just as soon as the Sex Offenders Registration Act comes there and will demand that his majority vote for the hate crimes bill and pass it in the Senate. That will mean it's been passed in the House and will be passed into the Senate and then would go on to conference. But I am very suspicious of the members of the House because none of them, you see, the conferees. In conference, we have an opportunity for the members of the House of Representatives, particularly the Republicans, to strip this out of the sex offenders bill. But my confidence has been shaken in them. In previous years, they did a good job of killing the federal hate bill as it had been approved by the Senate and went to conference. But last fall, there was no one in the House of Representatives who stood to his feet and made a case against the federal hate bill passing the House of Representatives. So this is a decisive moment. This is a crucial moment when every man and woman who love their country have to come to the fore like the Minutemen of 1775, and we have to take an hour and a half or so today, tomorrow, next week, and get the message to these 100 members of the Senate.
Yes, very important, folks. This is the new book burning. Remember, over the years we've heard that certain great powerful leaders, despots in government, would pick up books and burn them. Well, I can see this is by banning things off the internet and closing down talk radio and suing those that have people on their programs like Officer Jack McLam and Ted Pike and other people. This is the new book burning, isn't it, Pastor Reverend Ted?
Yes, it's the most blatant censorship that you could imagine.
Yes.
You know, paradoxically, the liberals during the 1960s and 70s were the champions of free speech. You've heard, of course, we had unlimited free speech in the hippie movement and the anti-Vietnam War period, and you and I went through that.
Yeah.
But liberalism, 20th century liberalism, has now transformed itself to completely the opposite point of view. They want only politically correct speech to be allowed. They want to call anything like we're saying hate speech, have it banned in America, have it outside of the protections of the First Amendment. They want to say that what we're saying here is like shouting fire in a crowded theater. It should be excluded from protection.
Very important, folks. Okay, get your pencils and papers, folks. We'll be back and give out those numbers. We have to start calling. start calling and take about an hour and a half, about as long as it would take you to eat a good lunch someplace, and call these senators. Okay, we'll be right back and give out those numbers. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Brothers and sisters listening in today, I want to say to you that our two police and military associations here see these hate crimes legislation, this hate crime legislation bill, as if it is allowed to pass, the First Amendment as we know it, and other nations don't have the First Amendment, but many nations have a form of free speech. But we see free speech being completely suppressed in certain very valuable areas, and this will prove detrimental to the security of our nation, the peace of this world, the welfare of humanity, and the progress of human civilization if we don't have the ability and the right to speak. And I believe, Reverend Ted Pike, that this is all about curtailing the right to speak. It's like the movie 1984, where they had this machine blasting, like a television set, blasting the people with indoctrination 24 hours a day, and you did not speak up. If you spoke up, you would go to jail, be imprisoned, or maybe even worse, you might disappear. And I believe that's what it's all about. It's people control, is it not?
It certainly is, Jack. And one of the things that's so ominous about this legislation is that it breaks down the traditional barriers which the states have against federal intrusion in law enforcement. You see, we historically have barriers which says yeah. to the federal government, unless you can find examples of slavery in the states or voter fraud or jury tampering or crimes involving interstate commerce, in which nobody knows whose jurisdiction it is, the federal government has got to stay out. You see, we have checks and balances upon federal power. But what this legislation does is it gives the federal government a total green light to come down anytime there's the charge of a bias crime or a violent hate crime or even a felony in the states. They will now have power to come down and meddle in that, get involved in that. If there's a hate crimes trial and the federal government doesn't like the outcome of that federal trial, it can come
they
down
can
and presumably retry it.
Yes.
So what this is doing is it's establishing a unity between federal law enforcement and local law enforcement. That's why it's been called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. Actually,
yeah.
it's the Local Law Enforcement Takeover Act,
yeah.
as the federal government
right.
is uniting the local and the federal. And you see, when you have no interruption between federal power and law enforcement and local power, then that is the very definition of a police state.
Yes,
and we saw that kind of uninterrupted power last a year and a half ago on October 10th, 2004, when Lynn Abraham, who is the district attorney of the city of Philadelphia, also a top honcho in the ADL, she's one of the national executive board members of the ADL, she and the ADL gave orders to have the police on the beat, the police on the street, arrest 11 Christians for seven crimes, including the hate crime of witnessing to homosexuals. You see, she had no interruption in her chain of command from the very top level there in the district attorney's office to the very lowest level of police enforcement. Well,
right.
that's the ideal that the ADL wants to establish through this federal law so that it can make similar indictments against Christians, talk show hosts, pro-lifers, anti-war activists, whatever, all around the nation simultaneously.
The web,
embroiling,
yeah.
Yeah, embroiling them in the law, in huge trials, setting down legal precedents. And so nobody will be able to keep ahead of all these legal precedents being laid down and proliferation of hate crimes legislation around the country.
Well, what are we going to do about it, Pastor Ted? Now, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother, for your past of helping us rally the troops over this last. I guess this may very well be the sixth time that
yes.
we defeated that, and we are going to defeat it this time. And so tell us what we're supposed to do, Reverend Pike.
Well, there's a toll-free number to Congress, that is to the entire Senate. But before I give that to you, I want to tell you that the secret of success is people calling all 100 members of the Senate. Now, heretofore, Christians have said, well, I've done my duty by calling my two senators or my congressmen, and
right.
that's it. That's all I can do. Oh, no, no, no. We saw last fall that countless concerned patriots did exactly what I said. They went to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. Again,
right.
that's www.truthtellers.org. It's not .com. There is a truthtellers.com. Don't get confused.
Yes,
truthtellers, plural, .org. Now, I have the 100 members of the U.S. Senate that right there on my homepage. You pull that up on your screen or you print it out, and then you call this toll-free number. It's 1-888-355-3588. Again, that toll-free number to the 100 members of the Senate is 1-888-355-3588. Now, there is an alternative toll number if you have free long distance. It's 202-225-3121. Again, that toll number is 202-225-3121. Now, as soon as you get the Capital operator, you tell her, send me to the first senator on the list. When you get the receptionist there, you give that person this very simple message. Please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145.
What was that again? S-1145.
Yes.
S is in Sierra.
Yes,
S-1145, okay.
Yes. Please, here it is again, your simple message. Please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145. Now, you don't need to get into a big argument with anybody there. You just deliver your message. She'll make note of it. But don't hang up. See, you've got a free telephone call in progress. You say, please send me on now to the next senator on the list. And you at Truth Tellers, we have all 100 of them. And so what you do is you basically jump from senator to senator, and in the process of about an hour and a half, either the receptionist or the Capital operator will send you on until you have all 100 members of the Senate thoroughly notified that you do not approve of Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145. Now, this is a tremendous contribution, folks, which every one of us can make. You remember the founding fathers and the founding mothers that gave up their farms, they gave up their health, they gave up their financial security, they even gave up their lives in order to procure freedom for us. And I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh, this is too much work for me to get on the phone for a free phone call for an hour and a half. This will make such a difference. And I'm not just speculating here, because I know for a fact, if I hadn't got countless Americans and lovers of free speech doing this last fall, especially to the judiciary, they would have run that hate bill through the Senate so fast, it would make your head swim. It would have gone right to the president. It would have become a done deal. But we stood in their way. We let the members of the Senate, especially the judiciary members, know in no uncertain terms that we expected them to fight on the floor of the Senate. We expected them to be men and not cowards. We expected them to do whatever it took to keep that federal hate bill from going through the judiciary. And that kind of a message got through to Senator Orrin Hatch. He stood up. He led those Republicans, even though they were a minority, and they cut a deal with Kennedy, and they saved free speech. It worked once, and it's going to work again if all of us will do our part.
It does work, Pastor Ted. I'll tell you what, folks, it is not unusual that these slime balls up there, and that's my term for people like Kennedy, that will stick an absolute evil, evil piece of legislation or a bill in a very important piece of legislation. And that's what he's going to do here. He knows that there will probably be almost a unanimous vote on what was that legislation they're going to stick it in, Ted?
Yes, it's the Sex Offenders Registration Act.
Right.
Now, this is legislation which has been generated by conservative Republicans.
Uh-huh.
It's not coming from the left. It's not coming from the ADL. In fact, it's anti-pedophile, anti-homosexual. And it's basically a good bill, because throughout the states we are not getting the kind of organized cooperation in registering sex offenders that we need to have.
That's right. So they're going to pass this. They're going to pass this, but Ted Kennedy is sticking this evil legislation in that bill. So, folks, we can get that stopped once again. We've done it before. Please be of good cheer. It will work once again if we'll just make these calls. And remember the last time, I know right here in this house, when we had a relative we hadn't talked to in years and years and years called, we were on the phone an hour and a half with that relative. I go out and have lunch with somebody and spend an hour and a half with somebody. So it's not a horrible length of time, Ted, to stay on the phone and to stop this very evil legislation, because it will. Ted, let me give you an example of what it's going to do to our listeners out there. Within the last 2 months here, we had the FCC come in and attack a family that had a micro-broadcasters here that was blasting all over this county, and people loved it. I mean, people love that micro-broadcaster. It's not a licensed station, as most of our listeners know. And the FCC came in and hit the guy with a $10,000 fine and couldn't even show him the law that he violated, but walked off, so he had to close down the station. And people in this county have been going through horrible withdrawals because now they're back to listening to country and Western music,
yeah.
And that's it. And so, folks, if you like to have your news, if you like to be updated and have knowledge about what's going on in this nation and around the world daily on your Republic Broadcasting Network or any other talk radio program, you're going to lose this. I guarantee you, Reverend Ted Pike, this is to shut down talk radio where people are getting the truth because they don't get it from the controlled media. It's to shut down the web where people are able to go and get the truth, to shut down our ministers where they're not be able to speak, and the people themselves will not be able to speak against the sins that our Father in Heaven said we are supposed to stand up and stand against. In this
Absolutely.
Nation. So, folks, listen to Reverend Ted Pike. We've done it before. Praise God. God's people can do it again. No problem. We will stop this thing, Ted, but we have to get active. Give out that information again on where they call, and please go over that message again. Very simple message, short, sweet, and you can go on to the next call in about 1 minute is about all it would be to be able to pass that message on to each senator's office. Go right ahead, Ted.
Yes. Now, I should mention that many of our listeners have to work, but during your lunch hour, you can break up those 100 members of the Senate in even as small as 10 a day, and in only 10 minutes, you can work in 10 vital calls to 10 members of the Senate. So the toll-free number, again, is 1-888-355-3588. Again, that's 1-888-355-3588. And give them this simple message: please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145.
Very good, brother. Now, we're going to, we've got a little more time in this hour. And, you know, Ted, I talked to you about a very serious problem we have that we want to discuss the next hour, if you could stay on with us. And that
sure
is
can.
There's some big, big changes in the military that we veteran officers, soldiers, and even the soldiers in the military right now can't seem to understand some huge changes. And so do you have anything more you want to say about this, Ted, before we go on to the other serious matter? I can't think of anything more serious, of course, than what we're dealing with right now about this hate crime legislation.
Well, I'd like to give a little bit of encouragement.
Okay.
This last Thursday night on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox Television, Bill O'Reilly and John Walsh, you know, of America's Most Wanted program, both of them were going after Senator Kennedy viciously, going after him like pack dogs, demanding that he get out of the way and not keep insisting on his hate law being a precondition of passage of this sex offenders registration
That's
bill.
Incredible. I didn't know that. Bill O'Reilly did something good for the country.
He certainly did.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, I have no way of proving it, but you see, let me just give a little history lesson about what's going on in the last several sessions of Senate. Last fall, I was told by Frist's people that he was absolutely not going to let Senator Kennedy rise to his feet just as soon as the sex offenders registration bill was brought on the floor, because that would give Senator Kennedy an opportunity to have a vote taken for the hate bill, which would certainly pass.
Yes,
and of course, it passed 65-33 the previous year. Well, most people don't realize that the reason this Sex Offender Registration Act has been delayed for not only the fall session but for the winter session is this very fear that Frist has that Kennedy will get his hate bill out of the deal and he will be able to marshal his forces and take that opportunity to complete the job of passing the hate bill, which was begun in the Senate, in the House last fall. Now, the people like Kathy Lee Gifford, popular media personality, and John Walsh, and many, many other concerned activists around the country have been chafing and just chomping at the bit, saying, why in the world can't we get this bill passed? They've been very confused. They say, why can't it just be put into Congress? It's been formulated now by the House. It's been formulated by the Senate Judiciary. Why can't we get this children-saving legislation in?
Right.
I'll continue
okay,
just
brother.
A second, Jack.
Yeah. Hang on. We'll be right back to close out this hour, folks. And remember, if you didn't get those numbers, we're going to give them out again. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Author Jack McLam program and Reverend Ted Pike.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Jack McLam program on this Saturday here in the USA. We're dealing with some very, very serious matters. Free speech in America, free preaching, free internet, you name it, folks, free publishing, writing. It's over, Ted. I think if they get this thing through in just a matter of years with the other installations, the things are going to stick in that. People will be so intimidated to speak because if they do, they'll go or write because they'll go to prison or be hit with these heavy fines. And free speech will just be over in this nation. Is that not true?
It certainly will. As I was mentioning before the break, we were having a shaft of sunlight, however, coming in, some
yes,
help perhaps
yes.
coming to this. And
true.
That is this on the O'Reilly Factor Thursday, April 27th, Bill O'Reilly and John Walsh, they just roasted Senator Kennedy for standing
wow.
in the way of this children protecting legislation.
Fantastic.
Now, they weren't exactly critical of the hate bill. I'm not sure they not even know what's in the hate bill, but they thought it was an awful thing for him to be holding up this legislation for two full sessions of Congress. Now, that of course, got very widespread publicity. It's not enough, of course, to cause Kennedy to change his mind. But the only way that Kennedy is going to change his mind is a massive upheaval, an outpouring of public anger to all 100 members of the Senate. So that's again what is truly our part in this big struggle today. Again, that toll free number to your member of the your 100 members of the Senate is 1-888-355-3588, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. And the 100 members of the Senate, again, are available at my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. And I should mention also that on my website I have many, many articles educating you, your pastor, your church, your conservative group on the threat of hate laws, how they are indicting Christians around the world, what's going to happen if they become the law of the land here. It's time that we really have to get educated on the subject. I also have an 80-minute video documentary entitled Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians.
Yes.
That is available in VHS or DVD at truthtellers.org. We have not only that, we have a number of other videos and a book, which Jack is I understand you're reading my book for the second time, Jack.
I am, and it brought to mind what we're talking about next hour, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma by Theodore Winston Pike. Brother, I didn't know your name was Theodore Winston Pike. That's quite a name, you know. But
well, I was named after Theodore. I was named after Theodore Roosevelt and Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Because my parents were fighters. And they wanted a son who was also a fighter.
Praise the Lord, brother. But let me tell you, folks, this book is absolutely astounding. If you want to understand what is going on in the world today, folks, you have to get this book and some of Reverend Ted Pike's tapes on Israel, Our Duty, and Our Dilemma. It's so important today because so much of what we're doing in the world today have connections to the state of Israel today, don't they, Reverend Pike?
Well, they certainly do. We're in the middle of a great prophetic plan of the ages, which God foreknew thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And Christians, unfortunately, have gotten a lot of bad information concerning the realities of biblical prophecy, ideas which have caused them to let down their guard and actually consider evil Jewish leaders to be their friends, when actually they are really their bitter enemies. And
amen. Yes, and your book points that out very well. And folks, stay tuned for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to hold Reverend Ted Pike over to talk about what's truly going on in the war. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right.
Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.